First parak, Mishnah Zayin. We're talking about previous Mishnah that a person gives a matzah shekel has to add his kolbon. And for people that are potter from giving matzah shekel, they do not have to. Now here we're saying a shekel al yidei oni, al yidei shchein, al yidei ben ilo potter. If a person gives a gift to an oni, indirect gift, by saying that I'm going to pay off your matzah shekel or for his neighbor or somebody else in his town, he's a potter from the kolbon. So there's a difference. In the previous mission we said that if you do like Yidei, you're chayv in a kalban. And the Farshim say that here somehow when you gave a gift to your friend, then you're parted from a kalban. If you do a tzedakah for somebody else and you give them out of the shekel, you're parted from a kalban. But if you just lend them the money and then loan them the money and they're going to pay you back, then even though you loaned it for somebody else, you have to have a kalban. He'll be chayv. That's what the mission says immediately afterwards. If he only loaned them the money, he has to add the kalban, which is the case of the previous mission. Achim v'ashutvim shechayvim b'kalban p'tulim b'maitzim b'hema shechayvim b'maitzim b'hema p'tulim b'kalban. There's two stages of achim, of brothers to have an inheritance. There's something called tfusas abayis, which means they got the inheritance and they didn't split it up yet. So it's considered the property is still considered one unit. It's not considered a regular partnership. Then you have, after they split up, even if they came back together again, or regular shutvim, they're considered partners. What's the difference? So the halacha is that if there's shutvim, then they're potter from Maisa Behema, but they're achayev in kalbon. If they are considered one entity, then they're potter from the kalbon. So that's what we're saying. Acham ha-shutvim, shechayev b'kalbon, when they're chayev b'kalbon, which means that they are not one unit, they split up and they became a regular shutvim, then they're part of Maisa Behema, because Shushan are part of Maisa Behema. Shechai and Maisa Behema, before they split up their estate, which is considered one big unit of the estate of the father, even though he's dead, but it's still considered in a certain halacha Shushan as one big entity. Therefore, till they split up, they're still Chai and Maisa Behema, but they're part of Calvin, because it's also considered one big entity, and therefore, they don't have to add that extra small amount. Tamil Kavan Mo Kese Divyati Meir Tachoman Mechati Mo. And that is Mo is 1/24 of a seller, which is 1/12 of a Mavta Shekel. So they added one. That's according to Meir according to the Chachomim, it's half of that. So it's 1/24 of the Mavta Shekel will be added on.